You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so I have Robert Anderson Jr. on the line, and he's founder over at Win by Design. Robert, welcome to the show.
Adam, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Oh, man, so excited to get into today's topic. So we're going to talk about the upcoming release of your book. So 12 Things They Wanted to Teach You in High School But Couldn't. What a title. I'm excited to get into that. But before we do, I want to get a little bit further into what you're doing over at Win by Design and your background. So tell us a little bit more about the company and how you got started.
Win by Design is founded on the fact that we want to train, and we do, we're training school administrators and educators on how to bring certainty back to education. After 15 plus years as a classroom teacher and coaching professional lacrosse players, high school, college lacrosse players, and athletes from the East to West Coast, there's a set of rituals and routines that I have found in dealing with thousands and thousands of families over the last 15 plus years and 20 years as a trainer, that changes a young man and his family, a young woman and her family, from good to great and from great to outstanding. And there's a pattern, and that pattern can be replicated. And what I started to find is that we would have beautiful, intelligent, driven, hardworking school administrators and classroom teachers and support staff that want to pour themselves into the kids, the school community. And the reality is their hands are tied. And over the course of time, creativity is dulled and their impact is minimized, not because of their ability, but because of the demands that the educational system puts on them. Hence, the founding of Win by Design and our mission now to bring certainty back into education by training our school administrators and our educators through these foundational principles that impact the school, the teachers, the leadership, and the community.
Man, that's awesome. What a great story. And I love when somebody has, you know, a successful career and then they choose to take that extra step and decide on how they can give back and how they can really take that message further and help more people, which is exactly what you're doing with Win by Design. So great to talk about that. But I also want to spend some time on this new book that you have coming out. So 12 Things They Wanted to Teach You in High School But Couldn't. First off, congrats. And what was the inspiration for this?
I was on a walk one morning, and one of my daily routines is to walk, to review my goals, and set my day physically. And then I have active meditation where I walk. And COVID, we were at the height of COVID, and I was asking myself the wrong question. And the question that I consistently asked myself was, why is this happening? And once I decided to ask myself a better question, which my dad taught me, is you can be part of the solution or you can be part of the problem. And I started asking myself, how can I be part of the solution? And I was on a walk and I said, if I could share the things that I taught over the last 15 to 20 years to the families that I've worked with, to the athletes that I've trained, and certainly to the educators that I've worked with and the students that I've taught, if I can give them a manual, a playbook to deal with everything that schools, unfortunately, have not prepared our kids for, that could be part of the solution. And it, Adam, it came to me as clear as a Malibu sky. And it was the easiest thing to write. And I don't say that in jest, and it certainly isn't easy to put out a book. But as far as just putting my thoughts to paper, it was clear. Because after spending 20 years as a trainer, 15 years in the classroom, I know the habits, the routines, I know the rituals that turn kids, that turn families. So I wrote those 12 things out. And it starts right at the top. What's your goal? K through 12, you'd be hard pressed to find a school district that teaches kids how to set goals. Yet, if you were to Google goal setting, it's the foundational principle of personal development, but it isn't something that we teach kids on a K through 12 level.
Yeah, that's interesting. I've never thought about that. That blew my mind. I do. When you said that, I'm like, wait a minute. They don't. Then I'm like, oh, it's been a while, but yeah, I guess not. You're in the system. Like, I don't know, but I'm like, whoa, you're right. That's not like, why don't we have that class?
And I learned goal setting from my coaches, my athletic coaches. But from pre-K to 12th grade, nobody taught me how to set goals. And I went to an extraordinary high school with extraordinary leaders and beautiful educators and administrators that I still am fond of and still have relationships with. But it wasn't part of the system.
Yeah.
What's your gift? We all have a gift. We all have a unique gift that was given to us. And those gifts can be defined as, for your viewers and for your listeners, your gift is the thing that you do best that requires the least amount of effort. And if your viewers and listeners could take a moment and think about the times when they were in middle school, they can think about the times early in high school that they loved, the things that they loved to do, when time just faded away. For some people, it was reading. For some people, it was writing. For other people, it was talking and having conversations. For someone like myself, it was fitness. I know that it was fitness and it was being a part of a team. Over the summer, I wrote down a goal. At the beginning of the year, I wrote down a goal and I said that I want to run a 50-mile ultra race. And I went through a set of routines and rituals to prepare myself to run that, to complete a 50-mile ultra. And that was an accomplishment that I was able to fulfill this past summer at the midst of COVID, because there's a set of rituals and routines. And ultimately I fell back into my gift, which is fitness. So when everything was at its height, I stayed close to my gift, and the folks in my training program and the folks that I'm working with, we coach and train them on how to identify their gift. How do you overcome anxiety? Anxiety is at our highest peak. We, unfortunately, in our school system, don't teach kids on a K through 12 level power of meditation. We don't teach them the power of staying close to the people that are close to them, the power of expressing your stress and your grief. We don't teach kids that, and we wonder why kids graduate and they go to college and the antidepressant drugs are at all time high in our schools. Why? We have more teachers on antidepressant drugs than we have in any time in our history, because people are so stressed and overwhelmed. And we don't teach kids, we don't teach adults how to overcome stress and anxiety and the power of nutrition. We you know, when I was in school, the unfortunate piece on the wall when I took health class was bread, milk, juice, and eggs. That was the foundational principle of nutrition and making sure that you get your protein in. And we know now that that doesn't necessarily match our goals.
And so, who sponsored that on the bottom of the little thing? Who paid for that? Now I know in retrospect. When I was a kid, I didn't know. Now I'm like, oh, who invented the food pyramid? Oh, let me see. Paid for by milk. And it does body. I'm like, oh, yeah, let me make a freaking who got to sell that contract? I don't know, Robert. Beyond this conversation, but I agree with you. I'm like, oh, there's just so much that can be done, and I'd love to have you out there fighting the fight. So it's a great thing, in my opinion. So that being said, Robert, so tell us a little bit more about, I know the book is being prepared for release. Tell us about the release, if you guys have a date yet or a roundabout when it's going to come out, because I want to start getting, because one thing I love doing is helping other authors, well, number one, promoting them. Number two, we like to sell books around here, so I want my audience to go pick up the book, too. So how do people start getting connected and involved with the brand? And, I mean, give us some info on that end.
So right now we're working as a consultant. I'm an educational consultant now that I've left education. So we are working hand in hand with schools around the country from the East to West Coast. And we are training school administrators on how to implement these strategies, on how to speak and build, the hot topic is connection. How to build connections with their staff from an administrative piece, so then the teachers have the ability to connect with their students. So on a consulting end, folks can reach out to me, certainly on LinkedIn, and school districts, school administrators can reach out to me on LinkedIn and certainly through our website. And the release of the book is scheduled for this fall. We are wildly excited about it here. At Win by Design, and our team is working diligently, and the book will be available on Amazon this fall. And the best spot for school districts, teachers, and school leaders and school board members is to connect on LinkedIn, through IG, Instagram, and all of the socials, and they can certainly find us at winbydesign.co as well.
Awesome. And let's leave that website again, because I know people are waiting to get their pencil, their pen, they're like whatever they are, the tablet. What was the website again so people can follow up?
Yeah, absolutely. Website is winbydesign.co. And the two best socials to find me on are LinkedIn. I'm extremely active on LinkedIn, posting multiple times a day, helpful videos for educators, for school leadership, and certainly on Instagram, Facebook, and all of the socials.
Fantastic. Well, Robert, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and all the great work that you're doing. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes Store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments on the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Robert, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Adam. I really appreciate it. It's just fun.